are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by Lee Real Estate and Audiology Associates. And joining me this morning, Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dave. Pretty morning, isn't it?
It is a beautiful morning.
Yeah, it is.
Today's going to be the comfortable day before it gets a little crazy
before
for the weekend.
We hit midsummer.
Yeah.
We go directly from spring to midsummer.
It's crazy how that works, but it always seems to happen, doesn't it?
It does.
And
it
as always, there's a lot going on in Fort Pierre. First off, we want to mention the 4th of July parade. It's going to be here pretty quick.
Oh, my goodness. You know, it's 3 weeks and it's here. And then I always think, you know, when 4th of July hits, summer's half over. So, wow.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to enjoy every minute of it. The first thing I want to mention is the parade. There are entry forms online on the city website or available in the city office. And so if you are going to have an entry in the parade, you need to have it registered and get a number. But the thing that the committee wanted me to mention is that we need more horses and riders. We love being able to have 50 riders in the parade to carry all of the state flags.
Right.
We haven't been able to do that for a while, and so we would really love to do that again this year. So if you are a rider and have a horse, please plan on joining us. And as you say, there will be the committee here talking about that more on Tuesday. But we love our parade, we love our 4th of July, and so we just want things to be done as well as we can possibly do them.
Yeah, it is a fun parade, and it would be so great to have enough riders to carry all the flags.
It's quite a sight, and we haven't been able to do that for a while. And so I really hope this is the year that we have enough horses and riders. So I got information yesterday on the 4th of July rodeo. There will be 3 performances on Sunday, the 3rd. The Slack performance is at 10 a.m. and then Sunday night at 7. And then on the 4th, Monday, the one performance will be at 7 o'clock, followed by the fireworks, of course.
Ooh, lots of fun. Yeah, parade, rodeo, fireworks. It doesn't get much better than that.
we love to celebrate our 4th of July. And then the other thing I wanted to mention is that the 4 on the 4th, the 4-mile walk run, is going to take place as usual. It will start and end on Main Street where it normally does, and starts at 8 in the morning, and so you're done before it gets really hot. There are prizes. Registration fee is, again, $25, and the proceeds go to fund youth events in the community. So, and children 12 and under are free. Everybody gets a T-shirt. So there will be more information out on that, too, as we get closer.
And you'll be done in time to catch the parade, too.
Absolutely. That is always part of the plan.
And I hear there's some jobs you're still looking to fill in the city.
We are. You know, the swimming pool is open. Swimming lessons are going on, and we have plenty of lifeguards. But we do still need employees in streets and parks. When the rain stops and the sun shines, that grass grows, and so it takes a lot of mowing and trimming and attention to detail. And we have more parks than we used to, so it just takes more work. So and takes more people. So if you're interested in that, there's an application online on the city website, or you can just come in the office or call the office and get details on that. The other thing, Dave, that I wanted to talk about is the things that are happening business-wise in Fort Pierre.
Mm-hmm.
Funtime Rentals had a ribbon cutting last Saturday, I think, and they have a lot of new fun things to rent, a lot of inflatables.
Yes.
And we will see those Trader Days and our First Thursday's events, you'll see those inflatables, and kids love those. And as you and I mentioned, Daniel's Marine is ready to start on his building. I saw materials being hauled in. The fill has been completed, and they have their building permit. So we'll be seeing that building going up very soon, and that's right between Chase Motors and the Moose Lodge.
Yeah, it's we were over there for the cruise night, and the ground's all ready to go. There are some materials set, so yeah, they're ready to get rolling.
They are, and that will be fun to have, you know, the campers and the boats and the fun time rentals all there in one area. It really worked out well, so that's exciting. And then Meyer Meats is. Which was a new business maybe 6 months ago in Fort Pierre, and they've been operating out of Magpies and selling their wonderful meats. They have different flavored brats, and those are really tasty, and that would be a great idea for 4th of July meal.
Yes.
But they are moving into the Chalk Building, which is where the preschool was there on the corner. And, of course, that originally was a meat market 100 years ago.
Well, how about that?
Yeah, so it's pretty cool that it's become a meat market again. And the Meyer, Carla and her husband have plans to do more than just make it a meat market. They intend to serve some food out of there. And so as soon as they get their equipment and their supplies, we'll be seeing some more and it'll be great. You know, we're kind of short of a place for lunch in Fort Pierre right now. And so, you know, Drifters offers their salad bar and a limited menu. But it's always nice to have another place to go for lunch. So
absolutely.
Yeah, so that will be nice.
Yeah, indeed. So things are moving right along. And, you know, there's always something happening. The one to look forward to is the 4th of July parade.
4th of July, exactly. That's... Oh, and Dave, I should mention, too, we had people have been concerned about the condition of the Shimcat property on Yellowstone. Mm-hmm. With the winds and the storms, it looks worse than ever. But I assure you, it is going to be taken care of very soon. AGE has the contract, and they will be clearing the dead trees and putting in the fill. The Yellowstone Senior Living Development is still on schedule to start in July. So we'll be seeing big improvements in that area very soon.
Absolutely. I mean, and with the storms that we got plenty of rain, made things soft and soggy. So you got
to have to wait for that to dry out.
Yeah, before that equipment can get in there, it's got to get dried.
Yeah, right. The other complaint we've had recently, and it's due a lot to the rains, is there is more manure odor coming from the livestock auction barn. They had an equipment breakdown, weren't able to clear as much manure out as they normally do, and then the rains came, and you don't move it when it's wet. And so,
no, that's the worst time.
Yeah, exactly. So be patient with us.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for stopping by today.
Thank you, Dave.
And enjoy this beautiful day.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you. There's Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen joining us this morning for this Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, which was brought to you by Lee Real Estate and Audiology Associates.